This Family Life News podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Gen Z has a reputation for being antisocial, tech addicted, and disconnected. It's a generalization, and maybe many are, but these same 11 to 26-year-olds are also looking for friends, according to today's guest. And that's what we're going to talk about here on Family Life's Inside Out, where we look at how God transforms His people from the inside out. I'm Martha Menikas Foster here on Inside Out, and my guest is Kirsten Franzi, who, among other things, is the author of the 2023 Gospel Coalition article titled, Gen Z is Looking for Friends. Welcome, Kirsten, to Inside Out.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Kirsten, many in Gen Z feel isolated and disconnected, and you write about that. And you say that it's a powerful thing in a teen or a young adult's life when someone takes time to develop a relationship, a friendship. Now, we all need to feel connected, but what could this kind of friendship mean for someone in Gen Z? What needs might this kind of friendship fill?
I write about in the article how we were designed by God to experience Him when we're in fellowship with other believers, believers of all ages. However, I find that with Gen Z, we tend to assume they're really only interested in interacting with their peers. Yet this age group tends to experience a lot of change and emotional instability due to the way they're developing and eventually launching out on their own in life. So it's really hard, and they're eager for a wise non-parental figure to care enough to listen to their challenges and offer encouragement. This kind of relationship fills a need for wise guidance in life that they really do want, but maybe there are some things that are hard to discuss with their parents, or it's good for all of us to have multiple counselors as well.
Sure.
We don't want them feeling like they have no one to turn to and are on their own to figure out an issue, or worse, Google it.
Yeah.
We're fostering relationships that help them bring struggles and questions and sins into the light. If you think about teachers, they make such an impact on students, right? Because they tend to be that kind of figure in a student and young adult's life. But that influence doesn't have to be confined to teachers. God has placed us in the vicinity of the lives of Gen Zers in a lot of other ways. So we have a great opportunity there.
Well, what do you think holds back people who are older than this age group? What is it that's making it hard for us to reach out naturally?
I think in general, there are three pretty typical reasons. One, older generations, and by older, I really mean like 30 and above, often think high schoolers and young adults don't care about a relationship with them and aren't interested. Two, they can be intimidated about reaching out to students and young adults because they're not sure how to relate. I hear that often. They're just not sure how to meet them where they're at. Three, they're too busy. So often this can happen, I mean, with anybody, with jobs, but with young moms as well, who want to invest in a student's life, but there's not going to be a time for a while that they can offer a normal conversation without kids tugging at their sleeves and interrupting.
Right.
But that's okay. These relationships don't have to look perfect. Sometimes it will just look different depending on the stage of life you're in. I sat in a young mom's living room on the floor with her in high school while her kids interrupted us all the time, but I didn't care because she cared about me. And so I wanted to be there in her world. I just love that she cared enough to invite me in, right? So there was a family also at my church who just always invited me out to lunch with them if I was hanging out with one of their kids or something like that. And I felt so cared for that they even thought of me. So those are just some reasons and ways we can combat that.
So for those of us, those of us outside of Gen Z, if we started praying to be open to be hospitable to whatever people God brings into our lives, what might hospitality look like to a member of Gen Z? You've mentioned just inviting somebody in when you're playing with your own children, taking care of things, or just you're going out to dinner, you know, invite somebody along. Can you give us some more practical ways that we might engage with people in Gen Z? And they become more than just a person in Gen Z, but they become, you know, Sarah or John or Jack.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really comes down to just showing that you care. Pray about and consider who God has placed in the regular routines of your life, because they're there for a reason, right? Remember their name. Say hi to them on Sunday or wherever you see them regularly. Ask them questions like how their exam went, how sports are going, how developing friendships is going in their freshman year of college. Find out what's important to them, like what makes them light up, and just take an interest in it, because they'll be surprised that someone even cares enough to ask. I would see this with my students all the time. You found that one thing that just really lit them up, and then they would go on, and they loved that you cared. Mm-hmm. Perhaps show up to a musical they're in or a sports event. I had a mentor in high school just show up at a speech I gave at my graduation. That was a big deal that she just came, right? Ask them how you can pray for them too. That's a good one. When you have conversations with a student or young adult, it doesn't always have to be deep where they share all their biggest struggles with you. I find that sometimes people are discouraged if they're not opening up. For a lot of students and young adults, they probably won't open up for a while.
Okay.
That doesn't mean they don't appreciate you. My husband had a mentor who was so good at just hanging out with him and his buddies and playing games, talking about their favorite football team, just being present with them. He was willing to just spend his time. When you enjoy being with them too, just to be with them, it shows them that you'll care about the deeper stuff. You'll be there when there's fun, and you'll be there when there's deeper things too. So over time, when something in their life comes up, they'll know that you're someone who will care about it. There are young moms at church too that have seen me and just said, I would love to get to know you more sometime. And that kind of leaves the ball in their court, the student, so that they can reach out back to you if they are interested in that. So there are a few ways that you can just talk to them, reach out to them, or let them know that you'd like to spend time with them.
Well, that's terrific. I really appreciate that you have been thinking about this and that you spent the time to craft it so beautifully in your article for the Gospel Coalition, and that you're joining me here today on Inside Out.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I've been talking with Kirsten Franzi, author of TGC's article, Gen Z is Looking for Friends. You can read Kirsten's writing at thegospelcoalition.org. I'm Martha Manikas Foster with Inside Out on Family Life.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.